He is just all over the field, and the more he plays, the better he is. He is all over the field, even on defense. So he plays excellent football. Josh Lang's had the big run, the ceiling go-ahead run, which was great altogether. But you got to love what Coach Lang's has done here with USA team, and it don't matter if they're ahead or behind. They are calm, cool, and collective, and they are great when in times of need.
Here's an interesting stat for you. This is actually brought to our attention from someone out there. We greatly appreciate Nathan. You know who you are out there. Since August of 2000, Cass City is now 9-26 in games decided by 7 points or less. Of those nine wins, only one came against a team that ended the year with a better record than them, which was Brown City at 5-4 in 2010. Of those nine wins, only two came against a team that eventually qualified for the playoffs that season. And 9-26 now, Cass City, since August of 2000 in points and a game that's been decided 7 points or less. This, you hate to see it, but it's a pattern now for Cass City. And you hate to see their season end. You hate to see the games go down like that. We thought they kicked it. The second half of the season, they were able to pull those victories out. They were able to pull a win out against Reese in a very tight game. But yet, tonight, they just fell short. Just a hint, and USA put everything together that they needed to do on that final drive and scores with 38 seconds.
Well, there's two in this certain game, they had two major things go wrong for them. Good call, bad call, it's indifferent. T.J. Moore can't fumble that football. When you're going in to take the lead by double-digit points, you're running the clock out. Again, that's your closer giving up a home run in the ninth inning and forcing extra innings. You just can't do it. And, again, whether he was down or not, that's up to the officials to decide. They've ruled it a fumble. Some are going to disagree. It doesn't matter. USA gets the football. Now all momentum is on their side. And they take momentum very seriously. They ran with the football. That's problem number one. You can't turn the football over at any point in the game, especially not late in the fourth quarter. And the other side of things, they still had to go 80-plus yards on this Cass City defense that had a marvelous second half. They played very well. But USA just took them a couple minutes, and then a 33-yard run, and not a crafty run at any means. It was a dive right up the middle, and he burst to the end zone untouched right through the heart of that Cass City defense. And, you know, that's the final nail in the coffin there. He busts through there, and the game is done. 30 seconds is not enough for our running teams in this area to go and steal a victory. But two big things. The defense couldn't do it. The offense couldn't do it. You can't pinpoint either one. If one doesn't fail, they win the game. Both had to go wrong, and they did. USA takes advantage of teams' mistakes. They force turnovers when they need it, and they score big-time touchdowns. That's what good teams do, and all credit goes to USA. They played a fantastic football game, and right to the wire. They needed every second, but they did it, and they win the game, and they're going to go on probably to play Ubley. We don't know that for sure, but that's what we expect to win that game.
Last we heard, Ubley was leading Lakers 46-22 in the third quarter.
It's 52-22.
Okay.
Now.
And New Lothrop takes out Reese 29-18. Reese giving everything they could against New Lothrop and falls short by 11 points, 29-18. Final score from USA, though. USA takes out Cass City, scores with 38 seconds left for the go-ahead touchdown. 18-14 is your final for the Patriots over Cass City. USA now goes on to play Ubley, more than likely Ubley or Lakers in the district final, which would be, if they play Ubley, it will be in Ubley. If they play Lakers, it will be right here in USA. So, Dave, final thoughts from tonight.
Well, one thought is Reese loses to New Lothrop by 11 points. The immortal New Lothrop era that we've been hearing about tells me that they're beatable. So I'm looking ahead a couple weeks for one of our local teams to probably meet them in the regional. Hopefully meet them in the regional. Let me repeat that. So that's exciting for us in this area that we can hopefully see our team go a little further than we think. On the other side of things, this game lived up to all my expectations. A rematch from earlier in the year, a play where USA scored on the last drive. Cass City had the lead, couldn't hold it. Same situation. You feel terrible for Cass City. But on the other side of things, USA did what they needed to do to win. It was a fantastic football game from beginning to end. And, again, I'm glad the officials, the penalties, had nothing to do with the victory. It was a good, clean win for USA. And they are ready to move on and hopefully, in their case, get a little redemption. You know they want the Ugly Bearcats. You know they do. And we're looking forward to hopefully covering that game eventually. And I know exactly what that smile is, Clark. I know exactly where you're going with this. So go ahead.
My
and
boy.
Her, yes.
My boy came through for me.
Doug Cole.
Your worst nightmare.
One.
Doug Cole with his first victory in the media round table. As he said, USA would win by 8. The line tonight was USA by 3.5. Las Vegas and the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department spot on for 2 weeks in a row. They said USA would win by 24. The line was at 24 last week. This week, 3.5. Spot on once again.
Congratulations
to Doug.
Most importantly, though, Paul Adams does not get a win, which is what matters most to me. But good for you, my friend. Good win there.
So Paul Adams with 4, Dave Hansen with 2, Clark Ramsey with 2, and Doug Cole. Now, mind you, he came in halfway through the season. He has 1 victory in 3 weeks. So watch out, boys. He's coming after you. On tonight's games broadcast was brought to you by a whole slew of people as I pull it up here. Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. DS Services of Cass City. Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe. More Motor Sales of Carroll. B&D Heating and Cooling of Bad Axe. The committee to elect Edward J. Canfield, State Representative. North Star Bank. Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns. USA Schools, Think USA. Thumb National Bank and Trust with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area and Bay City. Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, Benzinger Insurance Agency, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. So on behalf of our entire broadcast team with the WLEW Sports Network, back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that would be Jackie Backus, our Director of Sports Information and the Media Roundtable winner tonight. Doug Cole from Livonia, Michigan, doing an excellent job. You'll see his stats in the Tribune tomorrow. Our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla O'Neill. And our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen. I'm your host, producer of this broadcast. My name is Clark Ramsey. We'll be with you the entire season way through. Join us for the Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. as we recap week number one of the postseason and take a look further to the road to final to the Ford Field. We have lots of coming up on Sunday at 7 p.m. Be sure to listen in to Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Tonight's victor, the USA Patriots 18-14.